Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio. And I'm right here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, here today on the 19th of October at 7:05 in the morning. And news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Compassion, community, caring, that's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Okay, Christina's at the helm. Good morning, Christina.
Good morning.
Yes, I know. I wasn't supposed to be here today.
But I'm happy.
Well, okay. Why aren't I out at the North Valley Stand Down? Well, I'll tell you why. Every year when they were having it, and during COVID, it shut down, as so did as many, many other things did. And they kicked it off again this year. And we've always done it on a Friday. Well, this year we're going to do it on a Thursday because it was, you know, opening day and all this. Well, to no fault of their own, that when I said this, and they were, of course, eager to have us out there, I didn't realize it was a setup, kind of a setup day, and nobody showing up until noon. I mean, the staff starting to show up, but it was me and Dave out there this morning. And I said, well, why don't I come back? When people are here and I can have people to talk to and talk to the veterans and the people that are helping and the people that are working there. It seems like it made more sense, doesn't it? So, I will be out there again on Saturday morning and be interviewing people and talking about the events, things that have occurred, and get everybody through that. And we'll start that at about 8 o'clock on Saturday morning. So at 8 o'clock Saturday morning, we will be broadcasting from the North Valley Stand Down. And it's going to be out at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Now, they have so much stuff set up out there, but they can still use volunteers. So if you've got, you know, if you've got some time on your hands today, they can go on down there or tomorrow. And then Saturday, they start tearing it down. So you've got you've got 3 days that you can help out. And all you have to do is go on down to the Shasta District Fairgrounds, to Fasara Hall, and ask for Dave Cockrell or any of the other people there that are running it. And they'll be more than happy to invite you to help there at the stand down today. Now, people are going to, they've got bus routes going right now. They're going to start having people show up around noon. The buses leave at 8 and they're going to go up through Burney and Round Mountain and Weaverville and be bringing veterans down that need assistance. And again, it's not a handout. It's a way of helping people get back on their feet. And this association, through this, just this 3-day event, have helped countless veterans get their lives back on track. There's job assistance. There's help getting their driver's license and ID cards, job services, unemployment information, medical service. The county veteran service office will be there. Social Security will be there. You know, they can bring pets. They've got a secure place to sleep, meals provided there, general assistance, CalWORKs, food stamps, veteran administration, benefit information, drug and alcohol counseling. It's all one spot. And it's been a success in the past and it will continue to be. And again, they're kicking it back off after the COVID, blank spot there in our lives. Okay, Christina, good morning. Are you
good
with
morning.
Me?
Of course I am.
Of course you are. Okay, so do we have a national day today?
Let's see what we have.
So we have today. The
today is National Kentucky Day.
Kentucky Day?
Yes. Have you ever been there?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
My mom's
from Kentucky.
Oh, cool. Are people different between California and Kentucky?
Yeah. Well, Yeah. Depends what part of Kentucky. Okay. My mom grew up in Hazard County down in the south in the coal fields, in the coal mines. And it's in Appalachia. And Appalachia area there is somewhat different. Think of it like, I'm not sure if you're how familiar you are with the areas, but it was hard people. They're hard people. Welsh, Irish, English ancestry, and they're coal miners. They're tough. They hold grudges, you know.
Sounds really close to me.
Yeah. They, don't give up. It was, if you can picture them, those are the ones that, those groups were fighting in the Civil War, and in every war, they come out of there, and, to fight. Poverty is rampant. The, meth problem has gone sky high there over the past decade. But they're close knit and they're clannish, at least in the areas where my mom grew up. Things have changed in their sense, of course, but then you've got Louisville, Kentucky, and which is a beautiful place, and Kentucky itself is beautiful. Yeah, they have the Kentucky Derby there, of course, every year, and Churchill Downs in Louisville. So, yeah, it's hard to describe, you know, it's not rolling plains. In some areas, it is. It's flat areas where, you know, great farmland and all this, but then you get down into the Appalachian Mountains, things are tough.
Kind of I wish like, one day I would take just a huge road trip for all
you need
the
to
state.
Do that. You know, I've traveled all over the world, but, you know, there's places that I've traveled. Like, it was just in the last 3 or 4 years of my life that I made it up into the Northeast, where, you know, Maine and New Hampshire and Vermont.
Oh,
that was just in the last
so
4 or 5 years.
There.
Yeah, that means now I've touched every state in the Union, including Alaska and Hawaii.
Wow.
But it took me that long to get up there. But
give me a few years, I'll be all set.
Yeah, you got a few years more on you. Okay, things that are happening out there. Think Pink, yes. The October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, as you know. And Think Pink Day is today, featuring the Think Pink Bag Giveaway at Tri-Counties Bank at Hilltop Drive and South Street. Plus the Think Pink Sundial Resource Fairs from 5 until 8 p.m. And the annual Think Pink Bridge Lighting is going to be happening today. I think it's going to be happening today. Yes, and we're more 2023, 2024 breast health calendars and bags will be available. North Cal Think Pink swag will also be available for purchase. This year's calendar will include real men wear pink to recognize men who have survived or supported someone they love through breast cancer. Okay, now, the Pink Sundial Resources Fair. And that's going to be at the Sundial Bridge. Is that right, Sue?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah. And the Pink Sundial Resources Fair will feature resource booths, food trucks, and local entertainment. NorCal Think Pink will also have their 2023-2024 breast health calendars, as I said. There's no cost to enter the event, and free Reading Area Bus Authority shuttle from Mount Shasta Mall behind JCPenney's will be available between 4:30 p.m. and 8:45 p.m. And it's going Sundial Bridge. It's going to be a bright pink through Sunday. All right, let's take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank, locally owned, locally operated. We do business with Cornerstone. We've had nothing but good things to say about them. They have 4 branches, one in Red Bluff on Riverside Way, 2 here in Reading, one on California Street, the other one over in the 192 Hartnell Avenue in the old Cobblestone Shopping Center, and the latest branch down in Anderson on Ventura Street. For more information, go to bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
Some people got the real problems. Some people out of love. Some people think I can solve them.
Do you have that story inside you just waiting to be shared with the world? We have great news. NaNoWriMo is coming. This November is National Novel Writing Month, and the local writing community is gathering to support local writers and stores. Find out how to get involved by heading to NaNoWriMo.org or finding the Writing Roots team on social media. By working together, this November may be the month your dream becomes a reality.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. I'm proud of the work that we have accomplished this year, most notably getting rid of the Dominion voting machines, which we have proved are hackable. For the first time in a long time, we are going to have fair elections. By using volunteers in the process to hand count ballots, we will save money, and to date, we have over 400 people signed up. Fair elections, saving money, working hard for you. Vote no on the cry recall. Vote for Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Step into savings at Design Time and Tile during National Karastan Month and bring timeless luxury and sophisticated style to your home for the holidays. Enjoy the style and durability of environmentally friendly Karastan luxury carpet. Easy to clean with permanent built-in stain and soil resistance, or choose from the flawless craftsmanship of Karastan Luxcraft Luxury Vinyl and Velilux Hardwood Collections. Live beautifully with Karastan and Design Time and Tile, voted 2022 Best of the North State, Clear Creek Road and Highway 273, or visit our website, designtimestore.com.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
John Michael Hinton, renowned illusionist, will be at Simpson University for homecoming weekend. He's coming to Reading for one night only. A magic show you don't want to miss. A Simpson University alumni, John Michael Hinton's captivating illusions make people doubt their reality. Buy your tickets now for John Michael Hinton, Saturday, October 21st, and bring the family. Visit simpsonu.edu/Hinton to get your tickets today. That's simpsonu.edu/Hinton.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. La Gloria Cubana Classic, a longtime favorite created with Nicaraguan and Dominican fillers and an exquisite Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper. Along with a medium body profile, this stick offers rich chocolate and leathery notes with a cedary finish, guaranteed to age well. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Shasta County Gun Owners, a chapter of the California Rifle and Pistol Association, is having a dinner and auction fundraiser Thursday, November 9th at 6 p.m. at the Anderson VFW. Great prizes including lots of firearms, food by Rockin' P Barbecue. Each dinner ticket gets you a chance to win a Sundance Spa package worth $10,000. Get tickets in Reading at Jones Fort or Rejuvenate Pools and Spa. To donate or volunteer, call 962-5168. That's 962-5168.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBot. You know what? Trish is usually here today, but I said, Trish, I'm going to be down at the stand down. And a quick synopsis of what happened is stand down, North State Association stand down. starts today. Really doesn't start, though, till around noontime. And I've usually been there on Fridays when things are rolling. So I thought I'd be there today at the beginning of it. And it was a little lonely out there today, you might say. So we'll be back down there Saturday morning when things are rolling again. Talk to the great people down there that are working on this, that have made this happen on this this super way to help our veterans that need assistance down at the fairgrounds for Sarah Hall. And they need volunteers down there. It is a portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive. They've been in the business, locally owned, locally operated for 30 years. You know, Leonard had it first, and then Rebecca and Henry bought it from him. And Rebecca had been working with Leonard for years. And it is still the same great jewelry store. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading with a watch repairman on premises. They've got a noteworthy selection of jewelry, everything from Native American to estate pieces to new pieces, everything you can imagine at very fair prices. Yeah, Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Okay, they voted, of course, to appoint our new county health officer on Tuesday's meeting. And he's a family practice doctor, and it's of course fraught with political drama, as we'd have a tendency to do there. They voted 3-2 to hire Dr. James Moo, family Reading doctor, family doctor, who's the county's public health officer. It all came, you know, all this, the firing of Ramstrom and all these things, all came because of COVID and the mandates saying you had to do this, you hadn't do that. Pick winners and losers when it came to businesses. Oh, you are essential, you're not essential. Barbershop's not essential, cannabis shop's essential. You know, how do you, you know, so. Anyway, so Dr. Moo is one of the ones that 12 respected physicians said, hey, this one size, you know, one size for all doesn't fit. And the there was pushback from other medical professionals in the area. So as we found out that maybe Dr. Moo wasn't that far off on what he was saying. Anyway, so Kevin Craig, Chris Kellstrom, and Patrick Jones voted to hire Moo, while Tim Garman and Mary Rickards voted no. And Dr. Moo said that, you know, give him a chance. He is there to be the county health officer. And the fact is that he is going to be furthering his education on that, but he's also got 30 years in the business and keeping, and he's got a staff there. The staff is, in my opinion, if the staff is worth anything, then they're going to be there to help him. And they've all been doing this. And you can have a new CO step in that may not have all the experience, but have a lot of experience, and maybe not in specific things. But here's my thing. Here's my wholesale. Let's give this man a chance. See what he does. And don't be looking, as some people will be out there, oh, look what he said. Look what he did. Hey, how about just take a look at his results and give him a chance, as you should everybody when they step into a new role. And, you know, this is a serious job. And people are saying he was against vaccines, and he's not against vaccines at all. He just said that not all people need to get vaccines. And I can't see what's wrong with that. Anyway, people that spoke about it said that while he is a fine physician, that he's not qualified because he's a family practitioner and did not have extensive experience in public health. I don't know. Again, I go into this that says the man's got plenty of experience in medicine. And if he's got a good staff, which supposedly they have a good staff over there, then he should be able to step in there and make those decisions. He's not going to operate in a vacuum. It's not like he's sitting in an antechamber pushing a button that says yes or no with nothing in between. So, anyway, One other thing that said, hey, when he's no longer going to be a physician in town, this patients have to find somebody else. Well, as we heard yesterday with Dr. Danuka, Pramila Danuka, that there's a lot of doctors that are leaving for a variety of reasons. Government overwatch to the extent it's crushing, the fact that Medicaid and Medicare are dropping their payments every 2 years, even though the cost of business is going up all the time. It's harder and harder for these private, the private physicians to keep their offices open. I know of two physicians that closed their offices and went to work for medical groups because it just became too much of an administrative burden to try and keep their offices open. They hated doing it, but they had no choice. They couldn't find the people that worked there that were the professionals they needed, or the professionals they'd had been working for them for 20 years, 30 years had retired. And they couldn't find the people to bring into those spots. Add that to the added cost every year of insurance. And now saying that all healthcare workers are going to be paid a minimum of $25 an hour, that's your starter. And then people have been there, the price of business just goes up. Yet Medicare keeps dropping the amount of money they pay a physician for it. They're going to pay, and yet they'll pay a hospital 10 times as much, 20 times as much as they will that physician that's working in their own offices. And we're kind of doing a self-induced race to the bottom in our medical profession, and I'm not sure what you can do about it. California Medical Association, you would think, be right in the middle of this, yet I don't see them screaming or yelling. We ought to have I've got somebody that I know that was very well placed in the California Medical Association. See if I can get him on. See what they're trying to do to fix this. Or are they one of the groups that think that all doctors should work for hospitals or groups and there shouldn't be private physicians? I'm not sure. Okay. If you remember, gosh, two decades ago, the young lady in Aruba disappeared. Natalie Holloway vanished in Aruba over two decades ago. And they had this guy, they always thought that he was a prime suspect, but they couldn't prove anything. And his name is Joran Vandersloot. And his father's well off and all this, so he, they couldn't prove anything, they couldn't keep him there. So he ends up down in Chile, is that where it is? And where he gets arrested for murdering a young woman. I'm sorry, in Peru. And the death of Stephanie Flores, a Peruvian woman in 2010, who Vandersloot previously admitted to killing. But he never would admit it. But then he tried to extort money from the Holloway family, saying that for this $250,000, he'd tell them what happened. And then he lied about that. So they were bringing him to trial for this. And if you can imagine the what kind of person this is. He has pleaded guilty to the extortion, and he told what happened. He did kill Natalie Holloway. It was, he tried to take advantage of her on the beach, and when she fought back, he killed her. Then pushed her body out into the ocean, and her body was never found. So, it's kind of a, after the fact, the parents knew it, everybody knew it, but they couldn't prove it. So I guess it does bring closure to the Holloway family. We're going to take a quick break here because I'm trying to keep three things bouncing right now. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back after these messages.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
Now at Black Bear Diner, enjoy four new buttermilk biscuit creations. So huge, so monumental, you're going to need a fork and knife to enjoy them. Each featuring our enormous, baked, fresh in our kitchen every day buttermilk biscuits. The baby burn chicken fried steak, the savory tri-tip benedict, the hot honey crispy chicken, the colossal breakfast club. So get to Black Bear Diner today and grab your fork and knife for a limited time only.
Black Bear Diner.
Do you have that story inside you just waiting to be shared with the world? We have great news. NaNoWriMo is coming. This November is National Novel Writing Month, and the local writing community is gathering to support local writers and stores. Find out how to get involved by heading to NaNoWriMo.org or finding the Writing Roots team on social media. By working together, this November may be the month your dream becomes a reality.
Fall is the best time of the year to plant trees and shrubs. The nights are cooler and the ground is still warm, and this allows the roots to take hold and gives the plants a good start. Starting Thursday, October 12th through the 31st, Gold Leaf Nursery's big fall sale begins. Take advantage of their fall sale prices. And what a sale it's going to be. 40% off all 1 gallon through 24-inch box trees. Take 40% off all 1 gallon through 15-gallon shrubs, vines, and ground cover. The nursery is loaded with beautiful plants, shrubs, trees, perennials, and ground cover. Their roses, crepe myrtles, and verbenas are in bloom. They have a tasty selection of fruit trees and citrus with over 1,000 in stock and on sale. Come in and take advantage of this big fall sale. 40% off all shrubs and trees, 1 gallon or larger. Now in stock. Fall vegetable and fall color. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and a quarter mile from Airport Road. Don't miss the big fall sale at Gold Leaf Nursery.
Are you ready for some scare fun? Well, then come join Redding Rotary Haunted House as a monolith on October 19th through the 22nd and October 26th through the 29th from 6:30 to 10 p.m. Sponsored by Wind River, SPI, and Bud Light. There's going to be food trucks and beer trucks and lots of fun scares to be had. Tickets are available at the door or online at reddinghauntedhouse.org. If you'd like to also scare others, sign up at reddinghauntedhouse.org.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Bott. And usually Trish Clark, but Trish took off today because I was going to be down at the stand down, which I'm not down there, as you know. I'm here. I'll be back down there Saturday. They're still in the early stages of getting everybody there. I usually show up on a Friday, but, you know, we switched it to Thursday this year. And everything is set up, but the people don't really start arriving until later on this morning. So it was a little lonely down there with just me and Dave. So I'm back here. Again, we'll be there Saturday to do a live show from there at 8 o'clock in the morning. Today, the weather for this week is today is sunny with a high near 93. Tonight, increasing clouds and a low around 63. Friday, mostly cloudy, but the temperatures will be around 88. Saturday, 76, 20% chance of showers, and Sunday, a 50% chance of showers, and a high near 65. It looks like we are in the 70s and 60s and through next Wednesday with another slight chance of showers on Tuesday night and Wednesday with a high near 68. Weather reports always brought to you by our friends down at Shasta Gas Propane. Family-based business out of Anderson, locally owned, locally operated. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. It's a veteran-owned business. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. As you know, or maybe you don't know, but Kim Niemer, who has been the Parks and Recs director for 27 years, is stepping down next month. And the her replacement is a gentleman by the name of Travis Minnie. He's been appointed to the director of the city's community services department, and they include, his department includes the recreation programs, park and trail development, libraries, park maintenance, and communications, along with oversight of the Big League Dreams Park, Redding Civic Auditorium, California Soccer Park, the Redding Rodeo, and other facilities. And he's been in the business there. Especially in Parks and Recreations, he's been the senior director there, working alongside Kim Niemer for about the last 7 years and was considered the strongest candidate. He's 36 years old, so we'll be able to have a few years with him. Travis Minnie, welcome to your new job, partner. You've got a big job on your hands with everything that's going on with the new riverfront projects they're talking about, how we're going to reimagine Redding along the river, what's happening with the rodeo, all the revamping of South City Park, and the beginning of the Panorama Park on Redding's northwest side, which will have the city's first community recreation center. It's a lot of work there. Hopefully that you'll have just fair winds and following seas. I just have just knowing how government works, though, I imagine it's going to be a little bit tougher than that. Okay. Biden went to Israel. You know, and I don't say a lot of good things about Joe Biden because I think that he's not up for the job physically, maybe mentally. But he is, he stood and made some strong statements saying that the United States will stand with Israel. He's going to make sure they have all the weapons and ammunition they need. And he condemned the Hamas attacks in the strongest terms. So I think what he did traveling there to Israel in the middle of this thing in Jerusalem was a good idea. And I think what he said was the right thing to say. Now, what happens when he gets back is something else, but he made it real clear where the United States stands on something like this. We will not turn down one of our allies on something like this. I just find it, the word amusing is not the right word. I find it very interesting that we have on college campuses people cheering for Hamas and blaming the Israelis for it. The that. Where's the condemnation on the fact that of the 1,400 Israelis killed, the 30 Americans killed, the slaughter of babies, the rape, torture of people, the hostages they have, that they took, the attack on that party that killed 260 people in one spot. I mean, where is the horror and revulsion on this? And you listen to some of these campus sweeties that say, oh, no, that didn't happen. That's just that's Israeli propaganda. Even when you've got news services from all over the world showing the atrocities that happened, They still are saying, oh, no, it's just Israeli propaganda. The latest, of course, it was when the hospital where 500 people were killed, when a Hamas rocket misfired and hit the hospital and all the other explosives they had planted around the hospital because they knew that the Israelis wouldn't bomb the hospital, went off and killed all those people. They immediately blamed the Israelis for an airstrike. And it's been proven countless times since then that it was an errant rocket fired by Hamas that did it. They've even got recordings of them talking about when it went off, how it was their fault. And yet people still choose to not believe that. They still believe that Hamas has a right to slaughter innocent people. Oh, the Israelis, they treat them like second-class citizens. I read an article yesterday. It was an interesting article, and it's kind of what's going on in some countries, but especially would happen in a place like Israel when they talk about the conversion through democracy. If you have, like, if Israel opened their gates to Palestinians, that Palestinians would, you know, coming through, and through a series of, it would just be a matter of time, so many Palestinians, and that they would start voting, and they would have the right to vote, that would eventually take over Israel. Israel has strong borders. They have their rules on who can vote in their elections and all this. But it's called conversion through democracy, where so many refugees or immigrants come in that they become the force under the they become the powerful political force. And, you know, people call it the replacement theory. Well, replacement theory being is that, you know, so many people coming into your country through porous borders that over the period of time they will eventually take over as the main political force in a country. And when people talk about it, they're called xenophobic and racist and all these things. But it's just a matter of fact that it happens. Which is why, you know, that in Italy right now, the Italian people are not reproducing enough to, you know, to keep their country's population strong. But they have hundreds of thousands of migrants who have come in there whose birth rate is twice to three times as much as Italians. And it's just a matter of time until they become that political force. And that non-immigrants become the minority in the country. It's just a matter of fact. I mean, you can't, as long as you have this kind of open borders, it's just a matter of time till that happens. Which is why Israel is, when their closing of the borders, they're saying who can vote in their elections is based on one thing, is to keep Israel Israeli. And people condemn them for that. So, anyway, let's take a quick break here, and we'll be right back after these messages. This is an open line. We're going to do open line for the rest of the show. And if you've got something stuck in your craw, something that's bothering you about what's going on, we've got some elections coming up. We've got decisions made at City Hall. We've got decisions made with the Board of Supervisors. And if it's got something you want to talk about, give us a call at 605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, Judy's been helping people since 1993. If you're looking for a second opinion on your 401, on your retirement plans because of inflation and the way that money is being spent, and the high cost of inflation, your money's not going as far as it used to, give Judy a call at 530-221-0441 for a free review and evaluation of your future. And she does a great job. We'll be right back.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota VX3 subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota VX series, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
John Michael Hinton, renowned illusionist, will be at Simpson University for homecoming weekend. He's coming to Reading for one night only, a magic show you don't want to miss. A Simpson University alumni, John Michael Hinton's captivating illusions make people doubt their reality. Buy your tickets now for John Michael Hinton, Saturday, October 21st, and bring the family. Visit simpsonu.edu/Hinton to get your tickets today. That's simpsonu.edu/Hinton.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Explore the wonder and science of wintry landscapes at Turtle Bay's newest museum exhibition, Snow. Tiny Crystals, Global Impact, on display September 16th through December 31st at Turtle Bay Museum. This exhibit dives deep into the environment, culture, adaptations, and sciences all about snow as a valuable resource. Great for all ages. Snow. Tiny Crystals, Global Impact is presented by Carolina Giramonti in memory of Nick L. and Claudia Giramonti. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they keep her online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Welcome back to P5 Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBont. Usually Trish Clark today, but because I was heading out to the stand down, which doesn't really start until this afternoon, I'm back here in the studios. Good morning, everybody. 7:49 in the morning here on the 19th of October. It's about 58 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by NorCal Tractor and Equipment for all your Kubota needs. They have it all there, from backhoes, tractors, skid steers. They got it all, side-by-sides, from small to large. You can get them for a day, a month, or buy you a new one right there at NorCal Tractor and Equipment. Locally owned, locally operated, young couple out of Anderson. NorCal Tractor and Equipment is located at 2540 Gateway Drive in Anderson. Give them a call at 530-221-6800. Okay, for all those that are awake, I have some tickets here to the John Michael Hinton show. He's the illusionist. He's been on TV. He's been on, he has won so many different magic competitions, and he is going to be out at Simpson University Saturday night, October 21st at 8 p.m., and I have two tickets to the first person that calls me at 605-4567. It's free. Like I said, this guy is truly a wonderful musician. Been on the Penn & Teller show. They're trying to figure out how he does things they couldn't. And with a paid adult, that costs $15. Two children get in free, but I've got free tickets here to John Michael Hinton. You just have to come down here and get them. They're your wristbands, and you get to go see that show for free on Saturday, October 21st. It's going to be a great show. I'll be giving away several more of those today and tomorrow before the show. It's a good way to spend your Saturday night. There's so many other things going on too. Reading Bus Authority, RABA, has got a new transportation route, and it kicked off yesterday. It's Route 15, and veterans and other people that are going to be interested in this are going to want to use this because it's a new route. And it goes from downtown Reading to the Veterans Clinic off Knighton Road. It also connects downtown Reading with the Reading Regional Airport and runs through the busier areas of town like Hilltop Drive. It's going to be running 10 times a day. And as the RABA's manager, John Ando, said, veterans have been needing transportation access to get to the clinic. And for those that live at the veterans home across the street, to get to the clinic and other quality of life opportunities in Reading. The Route 15 is going to be running 10 times a day, Monday through Saturday, from 5 a.m. to 8 p.m. And I'm going to try and find out where I can hop onto this, Christina. So I'm going to ride the bus out to the clinic just to see how it works.
Can I ask you?
You can.
Did you ever have experience to drive on the buses and be without the car in Reading?
Oh, no. It's tough, huh?
Yes, it is.
It's tough using. Yeah, I know. See, buses don't run certain routes unless there's clients or people going to ride the bus. Well, if people aren't going to ride the bus, then they don't put the routes there. So they have basic routes. And you've got to really know how to, you know, it's not easy. I've rode the bus once, and I mean, the buses are cool. I mean, it's a great bus. But trying to get where you want to go, you've got to be able to decipher all the routes. But this Route 15 sounds like it's going to go all the way out to the clinic and be running on a regular schedule. So you go there, and a couple hours later, your bus shows up again and takes you right back downtown Reading. So
sounds great.
Well, I'm going to try it. I've got to try it so I can talk about it. And, you know, I don't know what time it starts. Oh, no, it starts at 5 a.m. in the morning. So I could probably hop on the bus and while Linda's in here and just do a show from the bus. Talking about it. Here I am on the bus calling in every so often to say where I was at, where I am.
Of course, I think you'll meet a lot of interesting people there as well.
I have ridden buses cross country when I was younger, and that's an exciting adventure. You know, you ride 2,000 miles on a Greyhound. you meet interesting people. Most people just want to be left alone. Yeah. But it is interesting. Yeah, I mean, everybody should, at some point in their life, take a long bus trip. Yeah, you know, the buses are nice. You don't have to worry about it. They, you know, they hurtle through the atmosphere at Mach speeds. You stop a lot. You change buses.
I was having a big bus trip down from Mexico to Colombia, and we was having all these travels on the buses at night. And I have to say, they have really comfortable and good buses,
uh-huh.
But makes it really easier. I was surprised that in Mexico they have really good.
Well, they have a mass transit system that works because they don't have cars. And, you know, well, in Europe, look how good the trolleys run and the buses run, because a lot of people don't have cars in the cities.
I never even known how to drive before I came to America, so I have
driver license.
6 months.
No, it was, you could get all around Europe on a train and buses and cabs sometimes to get you from one spot to another.
Safer and faster.
Yeah, yeah. I've ridden trains and trams and trolleys and all through Europe, and it's a lot easier. But they're set up for it, and because they don't have the cars that we have here. Our mass transit systems in the United States are really woefully inadequate to move people around. They keep talking about, oh, well, you know, don't drive your cars much. Well, you don't have an alternative in rural areas. You might have them downtown L.A. or in San Francisco, because you can still hop on the trolley there or the buses. But once you get out of the urban centers, it really breaks down quickly.
I agree.
Well, I'm glad, Robba, for doing that. Tehama County had a it's interesting. I'm just going to finish up this hour with this. Next hour, open mic. So anybody has anything you want to talk about, give us a call at 605-4567. A young lady was killed in 1983, a 14-year-old, and they never could solve the case. But yet, in the last couple of weeks, everything came together through DNA, that they had found a strand of hair that didn't belong to her. And through familiar DNA, they finally identified the guy that probably did it by the name of Johnny Coy. And she was killed in 1983, and he was in jail from 89, but died in jail in 2019. And she had been, killed. All these horrible things happened to her. And it all came down to, it was a cold case, of course, but it came down to the DNA. They had kept things isolated and was able to use it to find familiar DNA and pin it on him. So at least the parents have some, they have closure, knowing this guy was off the streets, really, since 2018. But I don't know how much. It's been so long now that closure, I can see for the Holloway parents that knew this guy was that Vandersloot had killed their daughter, but nobody could prove it because they couldn't find the body. You could say he did it, but unless there was a body in some way of proving that he did it, he was never going to be convicted. And he then just confessed yesterday. But so for them, it's been 20 years since their daughter was killed, and it doesn't seem like it because it was such big news back then where she had disappeared in Aruba. I was there for high school, a bunch of her high school friends, and then to find out what happened. So, but I guess there is a closure there. I think it's like maybe finding the MIA remains on a battlefield, and they do that. You'll see that every so often where they find remains, and they're able to identify the remains through DNA from family members. So that, in fact, we just brought home a Pearl Harbor, a hero killed at Pearl Harbor, just brought his remains back here into the Redding area. So, next hour, open mic. Also, I think we got some phone calls coming in. We've invited some other people to see if they're going to be here with us at 8 o'clock, but I'm not going to put them on the spot because it's kind of like the last minute. A lot of people can do it. Some people can't. We're going to catch up on what's happening around here and in the state and things that Gavin Newsom has done or not done. And then we're going to talk about Jim Jordan and his quest to become Speaker of the House. And where is our Congressman Doug LaMalfa on this? We'll be right back after the news.
American and Israeli intelligence have presented evidence that it was an errant terrorist rocket that blew up. Some insist on blaming Israel. This evening, President Biden to address the nation from the Oval Office.
Having just returned from a whirlwind trip to Israel, the president will deliver a primetime speech to discuss two critical world events, the U.S. response to Hamas's terrorist attacks against Israel and Russia's ongoing war against Ukraine. Mr. Biden said he would be asking Congress this week to approve supplemental funding for both Israel and Ukraine, along with some domestic needs. And White House officials are considering a package that could cost tens of billions of dollars. Greg Clugston, Washington.
There were hundreds of arrests during yesterday's protests on Capitol Hill. Demonstrators shouting, "Free Palestine and ceasefire now." Several protesters face charges of assaulting a police officer. Third vote expected today as House Republicans try once again to elect a Speaker of the House. Ohio's Jim Jordan, the nominee, unable so far to get the votes needed to get the Speaker's gavel. Unemployment applications falling to an 8-month low last week.
Businesses are continuing to retain workers despite elevated interest rates meant to cool the economy and labor market. The Labor Department reports jobless claim applications fell by 13,000 to 198,000 for the week ending October 14th. That's the fewest since January.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Ford laying off another 150 Michigan auto workers as the UAW strike, which kicked off on September 15th, drags on. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is down 119 points, the Nasdaq 7 points lower. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. And right now, most Americans with a 401k, IRA, or other types of retirement accounts are not prepared for a financial crisis that could hit the U.S. in the next 45 days if we don't fix our ramped up government spending. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new financial crisis survival kit that's 100% free for everyone with a retirement account who calls in today. Simply call 800-900-8000. My financial crisis survival kit is jam-packed with valuable information on how you can protect yourself with physical gold and silver. Your first step to protection is calling 800-900-8000 and speaking to one of their gold IRA specialists.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Again, simply call 800-900-8000.
Following reports of a weapons transfer, the Russian foreign minister is visiting North Korea.
Several North Korean singers serenade Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov at a gala concert in honor of his visit. Russian state television ran footage of crowds greeting Lavrov in the pouring rain in Pyongyang, alongside a welcoming party waving pom-poms. His visit comes just days after the U.S. said Pyongyang had transferred munitions to Russia for its ongoing war in Ukraine. Shortly after arriving, Lavrov said he came to discuss putting agreements in place that were made when North Korean leader Kim Jong-un recently visited Russia. I'm Karen Chamas.
Japan's exports rose 4.3% last month from 1 year ago, while imports sank 16.3%, and that left a positive balance of $410 billion. Japan's first monthly trade surplus in 3 months. News and analysis, townhall.com. A startling confession in Alabama.
The chief suspect in the 2005 disappearance of Natalie Holloway
has admitted he killed her and disposed of her remains. The admission part of a plea deal with prosecutors on extortion charges. Joran Vandersloot pleaded guilty Wednesday to trying to extort money from Holloway's mother in exchange for revealing the location of her daughter's body. He was sentenced to 20 years in prison for extortion and wire fraud, but is not charged in Holloway's death or disappearance. U.S. Judge Anna Manasco said she considered Vandersloot's confession to Holloway's murder in her sentencing decision. John Scott reported.
Authorities at Camp Lejeune in North Carolina say the death of a Marine is under investigation as a possible homicide, and another Marine considered a suspect in the case is in custody. The death occurred in a barracks room last night. No further details have been released. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Bott, and usually Trish Clark on Thursdays, but we've had some changes this morning. I was going to be out at the North Valley Stand Down today. It was my first time going on Thursday. We usually show up on Fridays. And what I did not understand when I showed up there this morning, it was just me and Dave. That it really kicks off around noontime today. And that with that, there was nobody to talk to. And so I came back here to have the show. So we're here with Open Line and trying to catch up on things that are going on. But today is the 19th of October, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. And Christina, you're here. Good morning.
Good morning.
Was it a surprise when I showed up?
Yes, to be honest, yes, but I was happy.
Oh, you're happy, yeah, because I showed up?
Yeah. Less stress, and I'm not lonely here.
Well, you're not lonely. I tell you where I was at, it was lonely. It was. I tell you what, though, they are getting ready for the stand down. They had so much lined up in clothes and sleeping blankets and sheets and pillows and pillowcases and all these things lined up. They had the medical center set up. They have all these things, but they still need assistance down there. So if you've got time, you can head on down to Facero Hall and volunteer. Just go down and see Dave. And it's, of course, down at the Anderson Fairgrounds or the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. And they're going to need help through today, tomorrow, and Saturday they're going to start tearing down. But we're going to be there. We are going to be there at 8 o'clock on Saturday and talk to the people that have been helped, talk to the volunteers, and all of that. Okay. Phone line's on.
And we have a coming caller. He'll call back in a minute.
Oh, he's just going to call back in a minute?
Yeah, on the other line.
Oh, okay. I think I know who that is, but we'll see. Now, today is the big extravaganza down at the Sundial Bridge and for breast cancer awareness. Today, from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Sundial Bridge, the Pink Sundial Resource Fair. It's going to feature resource booths, food trucks, and local entertainment. NorCal Think Pink will have their 2023-2024 breast health calendars and bags available. NorCal Think Pink swag will also be available for purchase. No cost to enter the event and free Reading Area Bus Authority. Rob a shuttle from Mount Shasta Mall behind JCPenney's will be available between 4:30 p.m. and 8:45 p.m. And the Sundial Bridge is going to light up tonight and be bright pink through Sunday. Also, the Think Pink bag giveaway at Tri-Counties Bank on Hilltop Drive and South Street is happening today on Think Pink Day. And plus the Think Pink Sundial Resource Fair, what I just talked about. This year's calendar will include Real Men Wear Pink to recognize the men who have survived or supported someone they love through breast cancer. So, other things tomorrow. The Inviting Culture Beyond Borders, the Sikh Center in Anderson, and that's going to go from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's free. It's open to the public, international foods and kids activities, multicultural music, dance, speakers, martial arts, and Native American practices, on-site health screenings. All of this tomorrow at the Sikh Center in Anderson at 5400 Sikh Center Drive. Vendors, booths, everything you can imagine. That's going to be there, and that's going to be free tomorrow. So many things happening. Of course, the Cascade Theater, they're having the final Dancing with the Stars. And I think there's still some tickets available. It's the last one they're going to have, and it's to raise money for One Safe Place in the Children's Legacy Center. So let's go to the phones. Author, good morning. Author. Hello.
Hi, Carl.
You're on.
Hey, yeah, I was just wanted to remind everybody of some local things going on today. We have that election in Gateway School District, and as part of the Republican Central Committee, we endorsed Camille King for that election, which is, you can either vote by mail, you can vote harvest if you like.
Is that going today?
Yeah, they've already mailed them out, so people have already been walking them into the ROV office, or they've been mailing them in.
Okay.
And, yeah, so anybody that wants to vote that's in that district can go ahead and start voting and talking about it and asking their friends. But if you're a Republican, we've endorsed Camille King for that here in Shasta County.
Okay, but then the election's not till when?
It ends in November. So
okay.
I believe November 7th is when it's over. So you only have a few more
couple weeks
to vote.
Okay.
Yeah. To
get
those votes in. We need a bigger voter turnout because most people, you know, in Shasta County don't vote, surprisingly. Like 40% of voters just don't fill it out and send it in.
I find that interesting.
Right? I know.
I find it interesting where people won't vote when they get a chance. And, you know, because it's so easy. Yeah, I mean, it's not like somebody's trying to blow you up on your way there or shoot you if you vote or punish you, you know, for voting. Yeah, just for some reason, you know, the United States should have a 90% turnout because they've made it so easy for everybody. It always surprises me when it's, even when it's like 70%. What happened to the other 30% or 65%?
Yeah, I talk to people all the time, and I said, "Oh, have you voted?" They're like, "Oh, no, I actually forgot." And I said, "Well, get your butt down there. You had all month to do it."
How do you predict to vote? I haven't figured that out yet.
Yeah, you get it in the mail. You get a whole month to either put it in the mail or in the ROV. They're open 5 days a week. You can even walk it down there all month long and turn it in.
I don't know. I guess I've been in places before that if that you're threatened with death and that they're blowing up the election. They're blowing up the precinct, you know, houses and all that, and yet people are still trying to vote and they don't stop.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, anyway.
It's crazy. And then we have one event tonight. It's the Republican Central Committee is putting on a debate between the Assembly Senate representatives at Sequoia Middle School at 6 o'clock tonight.
The Assembly and it's the Senate too? Is it the Assembly?
There will be people from the Senate there as well, so... There's one lady from Shasta County running, and then there's one gentleman out of Chico running for the Senate position.
Okay. And is Megan Daly going to be there?
No, she is not committed to being there.
Okay. How about for the assembly? I know Mark Mazzano's going to be there and Tanessa Audette.
And Heather Hadwick.
Heather, she's going to be on.
MoDOT.
Yeah.
Then we have, so we said Tanessa, Mark Mazzano. Then we have the gal from Anderson as well.
Yeah.
That's on the Anderson City Council.
Right.
And then
Melissa Hunt.
There one more, Melissa Hunt. Melissa Hunt, and I think we have those four have committed. They'll be there tonight. And then we also have a few people from the local elections next year for the supervisors that might you might get a chance to meet them and shake hands and ask them a bunch of questions too.
Okay, and I think Dan Sloan is getting ready to throw his hat in the ring if he hasn't already.
Correct. Dan Sloan is going to be running against Tim Garmin for Area 2.
Uh-huh.
And then there'll be Patrick Jones running again. And then Wynn Carpenter is going to be running for Area 3.
Yeah, I just heard that the other day. Okay, well, we're gonna have we always have an open door policy on anybody that's running for any of these offices. They're more than welcome to be on the show and tell us why they wanna why they're running and why they think they're gonna be able to do a good job if elected.
So that'd be awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we've had I think we've had them all on. I've invited Tim on, and he's working it through his election committee. The rest of them, Mark's been on, Heather's been on, Melissa's been on, Tanessa's been on, but now we, now that there's more people running, Matt Plummer's been on, of course, Patrick's been on. So, yeah, we're going to have them all on some more because the next election, the primary is going to be, could be the only election we have. If there's only two people running for each of these seats, then you're going to have whoever gets 50 plus one, that's it.
That's right. That's another area where there's really low turnout in the primaries. So people really want their choice, and these elections are over in March. They need to get out and vote.
Yeah. Well, and that's going to be a, so that March election is going to be a big one because that could, there may not be a general election after that. If there's only two people running and they both, one of them gets over 50%, 50% plus one, there's your candidate. That's who's going to be your next supervisor or whatever.
Right.
Okay. All right. The big thing is if you're in the school district, you've got to vote by November, what, 6th?
I think, it's November 6th or 7th. Yeah, definitely check out the Shasta County ROV's website and make sure you get your vote in and make sure it counts.
Okay. All right. Then, well, thanks a lot, Arthur.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. Let's take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at the PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program. It's no cost to you if you're in the program, and the whole idea is to reduce the number of serious or debilitating falls for our older adults and persons with disabilities. To find out more about the program, give them a call at 530-842-1687. We'll be right back.
Renowned illusionist will be at Simpson University for homecoming weekend. He's coming to Reading for one night only. A magic show you don't want to miss. A Simpson University alumni, John Michael Hinton's captivating illusions make people doubt their reality. Buy your tickets now for John Michael Hinton, Saturday, October 21st, and bring the family. Visit simpsonu.edu/Hinton to get your tickets today. That's simpsonu.edu/Hinton.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Fall is the best time of the year to plant trees and shrubs. The nights are cooler and the ground is still warm, and this allows the roots to take hold and gives the plants a good start. Starting Thursday, October 12th through the 31st, Gold Leaf Nursery's big fall sale begins. Take advantage of their fall sale prices, and what a sale it's going to be. 40% off all 1 gallon through 24-inch box trees. Take 40% off all 1 gallon through 15-gallon shrubs, vines, and ground cover. The nursery is loaded with beautiful plants, shrubs, trees, perennials, and ground cover. Their roses, crepe myrtles, and verbenas are in bloom. They have a tasty selection of fruit trees and citrus with over 1,000 in stock and on sale. Come in and take advantage of this big fall sale. 40% off all shrubs and trees, 1 gallon or larger. Now in stock, fall vegetable and fall color. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and a quarter mile from Airport Road. Don't miss the big fall sale at Gold Leaf Nursery.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. La Gloria Cubana Classic, a longtime favorite created with Nicaraguan and Dominican fillers and an exquisite Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper. Along with a medium body profile, this stick offers rich chocolate and leathery notes with a cedary finish, guaranteed to age well. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Bach. Good morning, everybody. Thursday, the 19th of October. It's 8:22 in the morning, and the weather this week is sunny with a high near 93 today, but everything's going to start going slower and cooler tomorrow. 88 on Friday. Saturday, partially sunny with a high near 76. Sunday, a 50% chance of showers with a high near 65. And we're looking at that with a all the way through next Wednesday with a high near 68 with a chance of showers. Saturday, Sunday, Monday. It doesn't say it's going to rain, but there is a chance of showers, and that's good to know. As fall is really starting to hit here, lows near 58 and 57, low on Monday night, a low near 52. So, weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a locally owned, locally operated family business, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 530-365-3793. And this portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting treatment for a work injury, which can be life-changing not only for you but your family, give Patrick a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. Employers want their people back to work, but what if there's delays or insurance companies are giving them a bad time or something's going on that it shouldn't? Well, Patrick's an expert on this, and he can help you. Like I said, give Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, a call at 530-262-2168 today. Okay, well, let's go to Washington, D.C. The leadership in D.C., never ceases to amaze me, starting with President Biden, who does strange things. Even though I applauded his efforts in Israel, because I think you need to give people, you know, hurrahs when they do something right. House Judiciary Chairman Jim Jordan will cancel the third vote to elect a speaker in the House of Representatives and will move to back House Speaker pro tempore Patrick McHenry until January. He lost support yesterday on the ballot. He had 200 the day before. He had 199 yesterday, and it's sliding. He's losing support. Our own congressman voted yesterday to support Jordan. Potential challengers are waiting, including Representative Jack Bergman out of Michigan. And Bergman's a retired Marine Corps general, is prepared to step into the race if Jordan falters, his spokesman told Fox News. Following the second round of voting, the general was approached by colleagues, and he had conversations about a possible speaker run. What he said is, "We cannot go another day without a speaker. Simply doesn't have the votes. We need to have a frank discussion as a conference about a path forward." And he said, he just would be the speaker during the 118th Congress. You know, there's nothing after that. But he says we need to get it going. We need to be kind of stabilize this whole thing, you think? So it's going to be interesting. We'll see what happens today. I think that, the Democrats are just kind of sitting back, fanning themselves, sitting back, watching Republicans do this. Israel's at war. Ukraine's at war. And if you notice how Ukraine's dropped off the front pages, of course. The things that are happening in Taiwan, the state of the economy, the state of our military. And we can't even get a Speaker of the House elected. I guess this is what happens when you make that agreement that, oh, yeah, just one person can bring up a vote of confidence and see if we can remove the speaker, which is what they did with McCarthy. So I'm not exactly sure what's going to happen next. When you see things like this, Christina, you've been in our country a couple of years, and you've been on the show long enough. I know you listen and you follow the things that are happening. Do you wonder about leadership in this country that you've chosen to come to?
It's hard for me to say because I don't know a lot of information about the possibilities of the leadership, but for sure I know that
the you can do it.
Yeah, I just like need to twice to think about this, you know. It's like a hard subject for speak about. But like the
she thinks of it in Ukrainian, then she's got to switch it over to English. And you've told me how that works with you in school. You write it in Ukrainian, and then you translate it back to yourself.
Yeah, kind of like that. But the thing about the leadership, and next year will be the first year when I'll be voting.
Yeah, that's right.
So I would like to prepare myself because, like, I'm living in this country, and it's important for me to have a leader who follow up to, you know, and not be with.
It's going to be interesting, huh? You know, it's going to be interesting following your growth and what you're thinking and the things that you read, where you get your information from, because next year is a big election. We've got a lot of people that you've got, you know, that we're going to be voting on as early as March for our local elections. So It's going to be our local elections are real important because we have more control of what happens in our local area than we do, of course, in D.C. But still, and our state.
The last voting period was 4 years ago, correct?
Yeah.
And how it was last 4 years? It was calm?
This last 4 years?
I mean, like the previous period of voting. It was calm here in Reading?
Was it calm?
Yeah.
No. I tell you what. In 2020 in Reading, when COVID hit, things changed dramatically here. With the lockdowns, the closing schools, there was a massive turmoil in our system over what happened, which is we're still going through that today. Dr. Mu just gets appointed as our public health officer. We've been without one for a couple of years. The fact is that COVID changed dramatically the face of people that are active in politics. Many more. After the schools were closing or coming up, more parents were involved in what's happening at the schools. When President Biden was elected, many more people became disenchanted with what the government was doing, with the government overreach. I'm not saying in everything that he did, but the other part is with the border being so open and porous and millions of people pouring into our country, with the Biden administration denying it was happening. And now they did a 180 on it, and now they're saying we have to build the border wall because we can't control the flow of immigrants coming in. There has been a lot of turmoil and I'm not saying people were extremely happy with anything, you know, when Trump was there or whatever or around here. But everything was kind of like contained until COVID hit. And then people just had enough. And it's still going on now. Recall after recall. Will there be others? Could be. There could be another recall election. Who knows? Governor Newsom gets recalled. Modi gets recalled and it's stuck. Kevin Cry they've got enough votes for Kevin to recall Kevin Cry, and that's going to happen in March. The election will be whether he gets recalled or not. We'll find out after the election. But yeah, no, it hasn't always been like this. it was relatively quiet before that. We got to take a break here. If you're thinking about purchasing an electric vehicle, Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. And we're going to have the director of RE on next week. Talk about rate hikes, things that are going on, why we're doing that or why they're doing that, and ramifications if they don't get passed. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. I'm proud of the work that we have accomplished this year, most notably getting rid of the Dominion voting machines, which we have proved are hackable. For the first time in a long time, we are going to have fair elections. By using volunteers in the process to hand count ballots, we will save money, and to date, we have over 400 people signed up. Fair elections, saving money, working hard for you. Vote no on the Cry recall. Vote for Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Step into savings at Design Time and Tile during National Karastan Month and bring timeless luxury and sophisticated style to your home for the holidays. Enjoy the style and durability of environmentally friendly Karastan luxury carpet. Easy to clean with permanent built-in stain and soil resistance, or choose from the flawless craftsmanship of Karastan Luxcraft Luxury Vinyl and Belalux Hardwood Collections. Live beautifully with Karastan and Design Time and Tile, voted 2022 Best of the North State, Clear Creek Road and Highway 273, or visit our website, designtimestore.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations.
please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Come explore new cultures with Inviting Cultures Beyond Borders at the Sikh Center at 5400 Sikh Center Drive in Anderson from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday, October 21st. This free event is open to the public and will feature international food, multicultural music and dancers, martial arts, and learn about Native American practices with Inviting Cultures Beyond Borders. They will also offer on-site health screenings, vendor booths, and activities for the kids. Brought to you by the Sikh Center, Shasta Interfaith, Reciprica, United Way, North State Equity Fund, Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect, Shasta Equal Justice Coalition, Shasta Beloved Community, Shasta Community Health Center, the Center at Sierra Health Foundation, the Public Health Institute, and Shasta Regional Medical Center. Expand your horizons with Inviting Cultures Beyond Borders at 5400 Sikh Center Drive in Anderson from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday, October 21st at the Sikh Center in Anderson.
Explore the wonder and science of wintry landscapes at Turtle Bay's newest museum exhibition, Snow. Tiny Crystals, Global Impact, on display September 16th through December 31st at Turtle Bay Museum. This exhibit dives deep into the environment, culture, adaptations, and sciences all about snow as a valuable resource. Great for all ages. Snow. Tiny Crystals, Global Impact is presented by Carolina Giramonti in memory of Nick L. and Claudia Giramonti. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
I've tried barbecue from here to the other side of the Mississippi, son, and Smokin' Joe's in Redding, it's the best. St. Louis pork ribs, tri-tip, tender pulled pork, sweet and tangy barbecue chicken, and so much more. Kindly step in or use their convenient drive-thru.
Hey, this is Joe from Smokin' Joe's Barbecue. If you want to try the best barbecue in the North State, try Smokin' Joe's on Airport Road next to Dutch Rose.
Check out Smokin' Joe's Barbecue, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., now open Sundays.
Welcome back to Hi Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Hey, we're going to be down at the standout down at the fairgrounds on Saturday morning at 8 o'clock. Christina and I will be, she'll be in here, I'll be down there for the North Valley Stand Down Association. It's going on today and tomorrow. They're coming in today around noon and be there tomorrow and, about half a day on the 21st, hand up, not a handout. And they're always looking for volunteers to come down and help. So if you've got time, head on down to the Shasta District Fairgrounds and go into Facero Hall, ask for Dave and say you're there to help. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. Cypress Square Barbershop, where I've been going to since I moved here, 16 years ago. Gosh, it's been that long. Never had a bad haircut there. It's locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They work by appointments, 530-244-9478, if you want to make an appointment. But if you stop by and they got an opening, of course, they're more than happy to cut your hair. That's Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. Rocky, Sylvester Stallone and Rocky, in the series that went of all the Rocky sequels. A big part of that was a guy by the name of Burt Young, who played Polly, Rocky's brother-in-law, had just passed. He was 83. And he had been in over 180 different TV shows or movies. And he was best known, though, for playing Sylvester Stallone's brother-in-law, Polly, in six of the Rocky movies. So, another actor that passed. Of course, Suzanne Summers passed earlier this week. Fighting breast cancer finally got her. She had it 20 years ago and fought it to a standstill, but it finally took her down like that. The things that are happening, and I'm trying to figure out, is why people in positions of power say things. And why they then, after being, you know, after they say it and they're found to be wrong, just totally wrong, that they there's no apologies to it. Like Representative Omar, who said that the attacks on the hospital in Gaza, she blamed Israel for the explosion. And now she has said, well, maybe it wasn't them. No apology or anything like that. Our office cited an AP report that the IDF had hit Israeli Defense Forces hit a Baptist hospital in Gaza. And it's assessed that it wasn't done by Israel, but nothing that says, but it was things like that, that people, these are elected representatives that have access, you would think, to briefings and information. But again, it's some of our representatives were cheering Hamas on. So it makes you wonder about that. So when you're talking about elections, Christina came in during the break and she said to me, she says, you know, you all had it easy during the COVID lockdown. Tell them why. What did they do in the Ukraine during the COVID lockdowns?
Just in Ukraine. I think it was over the world. Like, for sure it was in a lot of countries like Italy, Spain, and Ukraine for sure. So we was not able to walk on the streets without a QR code with our certificate that we have a vaccination. If you are walking the streets without the mask and without the certificate, then you have to pay a fee, like around $500-$600, what is like 2 months salary in Ukraine. Maybe one and a half month salary in Ukraine.
1.5 month salary. If you were walking down the street and the police could ask you for your vaccination?
Yeah, QR code or like at least something that will, like a paperwork that approve your vaccination. In the same moment, you cannot like go to the store. You're not able to buy any groceries, any pharmaceutical. You cannot do anything without this, the vaccination. Like, but I know
in
America,
they can find you a month, over a month's pay.
Yeah, and it's like, if I'm not mistaken, it's 17,000 hryvnias. If to translate, it's around $500-$600. And like a normal salary in a month is around like $300-$400 in Ukraine.
Well, was that sufficient? To live on?
Excuse me?
Was that sufficient to live on? I mean, if your average, I mean, your salary was like for a month was $650.
Like, it's like a regular salary for doctors, teachers, I don't know, store workers or like, but if you're working like in IT or doing something more harder, you can have more salary, but it won't be like around $1,000 per month. And yeah, actually, but the thing is, what is the biggest problem of the world? All the prices are counting in dollars. So if the price for the salmon or price for the meat will be here for like $5-$10, it will be the same in Ukraine for $5-$10. I mean, the same will be for the phone.
And yet the exchange rate was a lot higher.
Yeah, it's the same like before the war started. It was almost like in Mexico. So it was 20 pesos in Mexico. It was around 27 hryvnias in Ukraine.
Okay. Until the war started.
Yeah. Now it's 36, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, war's expensive, especially when you're having problems getting stuff in. In fact, Egypt is moving the first shipments of aid into the Gaza Strip. Israel has agreed to let first aid trucks into Gaza and the things for the Palestinian people, not Hamas, on it. People have been killed on both sides. I'm not going to go into the numbers there, but saying conditions are spiraling out of control for millions now trapped in the enclave. Of course, they're not allowing Palestinians into Egypt. Part of Hamas is not letting people out. And President Joe Biden is expected to deliver an Oval Office address later tonight to make the case for sustaining wartime aid to both Israel and Ukraine, as public opinion regarding the assistance has been mixed. over the last several months. But now with this, it's hard to, you know, with what happened in Israel, and the ground war hadn't even started yet. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens with that. U.S. government's receiving dozens of reports. I love this. Of unidentified anomalous phenomena, more commonly known as UFOs, each month, senior Pentagon official told CNN. They're investigating incidents that received approximately 800 reports of UFOs to investigate as of April, up from 650 reports in August 2022. The vast majority of benign objects, such as balloons or drones, but some may be the result of Americans' adversaries trying to spy on the U.S., he added. Most sightings and observations come from near-restricted military airspace, report released Friday or Wednesday, likely result of additional sensors and radar around the facilities. Well, we'll see. More UFOs out there. Let's take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Imagine 36 hours of football, fireworks, soccer, volleyball, baseball, basketball, barbecue, bounce houses, a charity 5K, and a world-renowned illusionist. It's not a trick. It's Simpson University's homecoming weekend. But the real key to making this weekend great, that's you. Join us and all your closest friends October 20th through the 22nd for Simpson University's homecoming weekend. Check it out at simpsonu.edu/homecoming. That's simpsonu.edu/homecoming.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Do you have that story inside you just waiting to be shared with the world? We have great news. NaNoWriMo is coming. This November is National Novel Writing Month, and the local writing community is gathering to support local writers and stores. Find out how to get involved by heading to NaNoWriMo.org or finding the Writing Roots team on social media. By working together, this November may be the month your dream becomes a reality.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota VX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota VX Series, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Now at Black Bear Diner, enjoy four new buttermilk biscuit creations. So huge, so monumental, you're going to need a fork and knife to enjoy them. Each featuring our enormous, baked, fresh in our kitchen every day buttermilk biscuits. The baby burn chicken fried steak, the savory tri-tip benedict, the hot honey crispy chicken, the colossal breakfast club. So get to Black Bear Diner today and grab your fork and knife for a limited time only.
Black Bear Diner.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike? Why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Reading. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebates.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today, the 19th of October, 8:48 in the morning, about 60 degrees out there. It's going to be a nice day, a little warm. It's going to be high near 93, but that's it. Rest of the week is going to be down into the 80s and then down into the 60s by next week, with a chance of showers going next week. Starting, in fact, Saturday night, 20% chance of showers, and that goes all the way through next Wednesday. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, better-known business, locally-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. You know, we talked about artificial intelligence and, you know, and the ChatGPT, how students are using it, but China and the U.S., are going full steam ahead on a race to develop new weapons controlled by artificial intelligence. The race with China to build autonomous weapons system is a defining defense challenge. Christopher Alexander, chief analytic officer at Pioneer Development Group, said they detailed an ongoing struggle between U.S. and its allies in China over the development of AI weapons. That can only become increasingly heated as the world observed the successful use of technologies to resist an invasion with drones and all that of seemingly superior Russian forces for over a year. Some of the things that are being developed, like by the Australian Navy in partnership with the U.S., are systems called Ghost Sharks, unmanned AI-powered submarine the size of a school bus that can patrol oceans and survive maneuvers that could be impossible for conventional military vehicles. All AI weapons such as subs, warships, fighter jets, drones, and combat vehicles that can operate autonomously. While such technology has the potential to be a force multiplier in the battlefields, its ability to make decisions independent of human input also poses serious risk. Terminator. The movies, Terminator. You've seen those, right? With Arnold.
Did you see that? Of course I did.
Of course you did.
They are the legends.
Yeah. They, now, as far back as in the, let me see, the 90s, we were looking at a system that would detect movement and shoot at it with a machine gun and would follow the movement and continue to deliver fire on it, and it would be set up in different areas. And the whole idea behind it was to deny areas to opposing forces. And you mean you couldn't put people there? You could put systems there. And we had a problem with it, not because it didn't work. It worked really, really well. But the problem was there was no control over it by a human. It was set up, and it was like, you know, set it up and just leave it there. And it made no distinction between what was moving in front of it. If you had friendly forces that somehow got pushed into that area or got lost and walked into that area, it would shoot at them. There was no camera. There was nothing there to identify, to get an identify of a friend or foe. And there was nothing set up on it, though I guess you could, is that you could give transponders, just like you do for aircraft, small ones, to U.S. forces that they would, as they're moving in areas that they wouldn't be shot at. But it was, I tell you, the system worked great. It could detect out to a couple hundred yards, and it could deliver effective fire. And we used it, we practiced with it using the system on paintball guns, and people running around with shields, and this thing would just track them and shoot the heck out of them. So that was back in the 90s with old technology. So I can imagine what it could do now. And it's a little scary. Is thinking is that are you going to launch a 25 armored vehicles that are being run by AI that's been programmed to take on the opposing forces, and how do you identify and all this? And then at what point does, you know, I mean, if it's programmed to do a certain thing, well, is it going to have the capability of going beyond that? These are all little scary things. Yeah, because AI is what you put into it, but have they gotten to the point that they're saying is that it can, you know, is there's like a little receptacle in there as stuff is being done? Can it train itself to move on to the next position? Can it move itself to join the links that aren't there, to build a link that's not there? I don't know. The whole thing of automated warfare is scary, and it should scare people, because we have only you've got other countries who don't really have the sense of human life, perhaps, that we do, that would turn things loose, and it makes no difference. It's just anything in front of them. All right, now I've given away all the tickets except two for the Illusionist show that's going to happen out at Simpson University Saturday, October 21st at 8 p.m. I have two tickets. This guy is John Michael Hinton. He's been on TV. He's been on Penn and Teller. He's been on so many different things. This guy is amazing. You can look him up on YouTube and the things he's done. Well, I have two tickets to give away here. They're wristbands to the first person who calls 605-4567. And you can, it starts at, like I said, 8 o'clock on Saturday. There's so many things going on. You can go from spot to spot to spot. All these free things that are happening. And these tickets are like, it's like $30 worth of tickets if you want to go. You give us a call, 605-4567. Like I said, I got two left. And I would keep these for myself, except we're busy. So, other things that are happening today. Of course, tonight we're doing the big lighting of the Sundial Bridge. And the Think Pink Day is today. If you can go down and get your Think Pink bag giveaway at Tri-Counties Bank on Hilltop Drive in South Street. Plus, tonight it starts with the Pink 2023 Pink Sundial Resource Fair from 5 a.m. to 8 p.m. at the Sundial Bridge in Reading. The Pink Sundial Resource Fair will include resource booths, food trucks, and local entertainment. That's all tonight. NorCal Think Pink will have their 2023-2024 breast health calendars and bags available. And their Think Pink swag will also be available for purchase. And all the money goes back into our local breast cancer awareness funds for locals. It's no cost to enter the event, and they've got a free Reading Area Bus Authority shuttle from Mount Shasta Mall behind JCPenney's. It's going to start. Rob is going to start running that shuttle at the Mount Shasta Mall, JCPenney's, at 4:30, and it's going to return. The last one's at 8:45. So you can go down there, walk through it, see what it's going to see, all the great things that are happening, pick up your swag, and the Sundial Bridge will be lit up in bright pink tonight through Sunday. Inviting Cultures Beyond Borders, the Sikh Center, is having their event. It's going to be this Saturday. See, so, I mean, you can go from spot to spot. It goes from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's free, open to the public. It's going to have vendors. It's going to include international foods and kids activities, multicultural music, dance, speakers, martial arts, Native American practices, on-site health screenings. There, it's being backed by the Public Health Institute, the Shasta Regional Medical Center, United Way. And this is all going to happen at the Sikh Center in Anderson at 5400 Sikh Center Drive. For more information, call Amarjeet Singh at 530-440-2626. And where I was going to be this morning, usually at the stand down, we usually go down on a Friday, and because of prior commitments for the show, well, I went down today. And the only problem was it was just me and Dave Cockrell, because it started at 8 o'clock today. And people were starting to show up not till then. And they have buses that are running all over the North State bringing veterans in. And what is this, the stand down? It's a it provides services at no cost to homeless veterans, men and women. They bring their – they can – veterans of, you know, you don't have to be homeless to go there, and significant others or families. It's going to have a temporary homeless shelter if you need that for veterans and their families and pets, job services and unemployment insurance information, driver's license and identification information. The Shasta County Veterans Service Office will be there, Social Security. Veterans Administration, drug and alcohol counseling. And this is not a handout. This is a way of helping our veterans better themselves and find a way out of their homelessness. And this has worked. Every year, people show up, volunteers who have been there before that needed help, that this is what they needed to get back on the road to having a life, having a job, having a home. And they come back to give to those people that haven't. I'll be down there at 8 o'clock Saturday morning to talk to the people. We'll be there for an hour, talking from 8 to 9. Christina will be here at the helm. And we're going to be talking to the people they've been helping, the volunteers, and all of this. Will be our show from 8 to 9 o'clock on Saturday morning. We'll talk more about this tomorrow. Hey, everybody, have a great day. There's a lot of stuff going on. So many